Good evening, Proggers, and welcome to another Halloween edition of the Progressive Track Show. This year I'm going to take a different tack, a more emotional one, by examining love and death. Is that weird? Well, it's Halloween, and so nothing's really out of bounds, is it? And when you examine yourself honestly, perhaps nothing in this world is scarier than the consequences of love. You know I'm right. We'll begin with a track from the one and only Ad Infinitum release. Beneath the moon, the dead will rise soon, for those who believe on this All Hallows' Eve.
Roundly falls upon a tattered page, a calendar left lying in the sun. The canticle of fall is sounded by the sage. A chill wind blows the page to 31. Prayer calls out to a silent God, while twilight summons spirits from their rest. She signs the cross while crying in the churchyard, and hopes of fate turns from curse to bless. Symphony of silent sorrow wakes the night.
swarming spirits of the dead. The spectres reign of terror, lost till the morrow. She joins her love, no longer time to grieve. For those who
great lyrics in that song. That was American neo-prog band Ad Infinitum with All Hallows Eve from their eponymous album in 1998 to start off this Halloween Love and Death edition of the Progressive Track Show. My name's Mike, and I DJ at a great little station called KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. But this show is also
coming at you from a broom cupboard in deepest, darkest England. You're listening to Progzilla.
That tune set the theme nicely for tonight's show, although it probably doesn't sound like your typical Halloween song, does it? Well, what says normal-sounding songs aren't creepy, too? You just need some background and to listen closely. Now, being atypical is not the case for this next tune called Ghostlight, performed by Avatarium.
Frozen window, ghosts of men and widow, leave no footprints in snow.
Darkness in.
I will answer your question first. That outstanding vocalist is Jenny Ann Smith from Avatarium. Wow, what a powerful voice. And that was doom metal band Avatarium from an album called The Girl with the Raven Mask that is exactly 1 year old and one of the better releases from last year in that genre. So the spirits of both love and death are with us tonight on the Progressive Track Show, and it's time to look at relationships from different angles, when the couple involved consists of one live person and one dead one. How do I come up with these things? I don't know, but it's a talent, I tell you. Anyway, next up is a traditional English folk song, thought to date back to the 15th century. A man mourns his true love for a 12-month and a day. At the end of that time, the dead woman complains that his weeping is keeping her from peaceful rest. He begs a kiss. She tells him it would kill him. When he persists, wanting to join her in death, she explains that once they were both dead, their hearts would simply decay, and that he should enjoy life while he has it. This is Griffin from their first album, before they took on a more progressive leaning, but this is a great version of The Unquiet Grave.
Cold blows the wind to my true love, and gently drops the rain. I only had but one true love, and in greenwood she lies slain. I'll do as much for my true love as any young man may. I'll sit and mourn along her grave for a 12-month and a day. When the 12-month and 1 day was past, the ghost began to speak. Why sittest here all on my grave and will not let me sleep? There's one thing that I want, sweetheart, there's one thing that I crave, and that is a kiss from your lily white lips. Then I'll go from your grave. My lips, they desert and was down in Cupid's garden, where you and I would walk. The finest flower that ever I saw is withered to a stalk. The stalk is withered and dry, sweetheart, the flower will never return. And since I lost my own true love, what can I do but mourn? When shall we meet again, sweetheart? When shall we meet again? Ere the oaken leaves that fall from the trees are green and spring up again.
That was The Unquiet Grave, done by the always excellent Griffin from their self-titled debut. You're listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington. Okay, here's where you're going to have to trust me, because I'm going to play Turn of the Century from Yes. What? Such a nice song, you say. Well, let me give you the backstory if you don't know it. The song, of course, tells the story of Rowan, the sculptor, who, while in grief of his wife's death, creates a statue of her, and his love is so great that the statue is brought to life. Don't you think it's kind of creepy that Rowan, like Pygmalion, is in love with a statue? Listen with this new information in mind. Here's Turn of the Century.
See him, all the glow was his room.
That was Yes with Turn of the Century from the classic Going for the One album. So, any different feelings about Rowan and his obsession with the statue of his dead wife? I thought so. Love and death go hand in hand tonight on the Progressive Tracks Halloween Edition on KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend's eclectic, authentic, and now progressively rockin' community radio station.
Hello, this is Simon Godfrey.
And I'm creepy Simon Godfrey.
And we both believe that if you want to listen to good progressive music, tune in to Progzilla Radio at progzilla.com.
I'm naked.
Hey, I was just thinking, if any of you know my lovely partner, best not to tell her about this show, eh? This won't help make her a proghead now, will it? Nope. Time to go for another look at live and dead couples with an early classic from Kansas. This is Lamplight Symphony from the Song for America album, which again tells the story of a lonely widower who imagines his dead wife is alive, until one day her apparition actually appears, giving him reassurance that he will soon join her.
Are cold and bright in the sky. The slumber of the earth is pure and deep. From a distant wood drifts the echo of the beast. The old man stirs and wakens in the night. Has to give, you know he would gladly give to bring back the life and raise the one who lies beneath the snow. He lights a lamp and looks at pictures of the past, the faces all that used to glow with divine love, but the pictures faded and time has stolen.
Yeah.
image disappeared. So he was left alone to face another night. But never in his life had he been so held in awe as he faced the apparition of his wife.
Lamplight Symphony from the Song for America album by Kansas, who are still around and still producing great music.
Progzilla, giving you so much prog, you don't know what to do.
Now that story was probably the nicest of the bunch tonight. Now we know it's more normal than turn of the century, right? And certainly less creepy than this next relationship conjured up by Stephen Wilson. The husband in this song is, again, a craftsman, but unlike Roanne, he really doesn't even love his wife. He stays with her simply out of convenience until 50 years have passed. He eventually kills his wife and buries her under the floorboards of his workshop. That's normal, right? But the last laugh is on this craftsman, as the wife has no intention of letting him leave her. And she comes back to possess him forever. This is The Watchmaker. You're listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington.
Thank you. Well, you were just meant to be temporary while I waited for gold. We filled up the years and I found that I liked having someone to hold. But for you I had to wait. Until one day it was too
da 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 da
Well, she certainly got back at him, didn't she? This was the one and only Stephen Wilson with The Watchmaker from The Raven That Refused to Sing and Other Stories. And that brings us full circle in an emotional spectrum of love and death on this All Hallows Eve edition of Progressive Tracks. Love can be strange, especially this time of year, and so can the Progressive Tracks show, I guess. But I do hope you found the show interesting, perhaps heard something new in your old favorites and got an appreciation for the songs, or even heard some new ones. And if you missed something, or are just in a festive Halloween-y type mood and want to listen again, this will be available Tuesday at progzilla.com. Just use search and type in Progressive Tracks, and you'll be able to access the ghosts of past shows. I was recently asked why I continue to do this show. That's easy, and the answer hasn't changed from show number one. I do it to spread the word about progressive rock. If you want, take a minute to let me know how I'm doing by emailing me at progtracks@kptz.org. I'd love to hear from you. I'd also love it if you'd take the time to join me for another Progressive Tracks show next week on either KPTZ 91.9 FM or kptz.org or on Progzilla Radio at progzilla.com. I'm going to send you off with a portion of a great track from last year's Until All the Ghosts Are Gone. That's the latest from Anecdotin, and it's a warning called Our Days Are Numbered. This is Mike, urging you as always to appreciate the ones you love as you prog on. Happy Halloween, everyone. Be safe.